Yesterday, Hyaraji explained that after gaining Arahata Magganyana and Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge, in 49 days, after Buddha gained enlightenment, Buddha traveled to the place where the group of five were. In order to pay the gratitude, in order to repay the gratitude of the group of five, Buddha traveled from Gaya, and when it was between Gaya and the Bodhi tree, Buddha met Upaka. And Saraji has been explaining it now. Later on, it will be obvious why Saraji is explaining this. When Upaka saw the Buddha, Upaka said, Buddha looked very serene, the complexion being very pure, clean and glowing, and also that Buddha was worthy of respect. Seeing the Buddha, Upaka had respect on the Buddha, and Upaka asked three questions. That's what the first one is, whom did you aim for in becoming a Bhagavad-gita? And the second one is, who is your teacher who guides the way? And the third one is, whose belief do you believe in? And Saraji will continue to explain today. Buddha answered by defining himself as Sabbabhibhu. Sabbabhibhu is the person who has gained victory, who has conquered in every way. What it means here by having victory, having being conqueror of everything, it means that whatever one sees, whatever Buddha saw, heard, smelled, tasted, and touched, Buddha was being mindful, and defilements cannot arise based on seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing, and so on. So in this way, Buddha is the conqueror. Buddha gained victory on everything by lack of defilements based on the objects that is encountered. Most of the beings, they cannot conquer based on seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing, and so on. So for beings, by lack of sati, mindfulness, they are pursuing good things to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch, and so on. So they cannot conquer in seeing, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing, and so on. But Buddha, being mindful, Buddha can conquer seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. No defilement arises due to seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and so on. And that's why Buddha looked very serene and composed. Upaka saw Buddha being serene and composed. And Upaka asked Buddha these questions. So for those of you who want to conquer, even if one cannot conquer like the Buddha, but one should make it a point to practice so that one can conquer when seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, and so on. In order to do so, one should be mindful every time one sees, hears, smells, tastes, touches, knows, and so on. By being mindful, one will become conqueror based on seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing, and so on. Buddha practiced himself, and based on his experience, Buddha could answer these questions. So it is very satisfying to hear the answer given by the Buddha. One should have a good control of oneself so that defilements cannot arise based on seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and so on. Whatever object that arises, such as seeing, hearing, and so on, one should be mindful. One should be mindful on all these objects so that one will develop knowledge stage by stage. Finally, one's knowledge will become mature and one can realize cessation by gaining path and fruition knowledge. When one is being mindful, one will discern mind and matter, and one will also understand cause and effect, dependent origination through one's experience. And by realizing, by gaining path and fruition knowledge, one can realize Nibbana. When one realizes Nibbana by gaining Maggapala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, one removes defilements. Among the defilements that are eradicated, moha, delusion, is also removed. Not knowing, knowing wrongly, is also removed. Buddha knew everything that should be known. For yogis, when they are not mindful, defilements can arise. And when the yogi is being mindful, defilements will not arise, and thus one will be pure. And one will also develop knowledge discerning mind and matter. Buddha practiced this way. Buddha gained these knowledges, and Buddha is called Sabbavibhu, meaning that Buddha knew everything that should be known. When seeing good things, seeing, hearing good things, raga, lust, doesn't arise. And when coming across undesirable objects, aversion, hatred does not arise. In this way, Buddha was totally free from defilements. Buddha was totally purified away from defilements. So Buddha is also called Sabbadhammesu Anupaleto. It means that based on everything, Buddha was not tainted with the defilements. Buddha had no craving, no attachment on anything. For yogis who practice diligently, systematically, when they are being mindful, their mind is falling calm and collected on the object of meditation, and yogi comes to know the true nature. At the moment yogi is knowing the true nature, he, she is removing not knowing and knowing wrongly. By removing not knowing, one will no longer be attached. One will no longer crave onto it. one will not have aversion or anger unto it. In this way, the mind will be in the state of equilibrium. It will be in a balanced state. When one is being mindful on every arising object, then whenever one is mindful, one understands cause and effect, impermanence, and one also understands that things arise and pass away, and thus it is suffering, and things are arising in its own accord. So at the moment of vipassana, one understands impermanence, suffering, and non-self. When one understands that things are impermanent, one removes mana, conceit. By understanding that things are suffering, one removes tanha, craving. Understanding that things arise in their own accord, one overcomes the wrong view of jiva atta and brahma atta, individual soul and the supreme soul. One will no longer believe in self, that is permanent, good, and self. If one does not know, one will become attached to it, and by knowing, one removes attachment and craving. Buddha is encountering pleasant objects and unpleasant objects just as others do. But whatever that Buddha encounters, whether they are pleasant or unpleasant, Buddha does not have tanha, craving. Whatever Buddha sees, Buddha does not see any different, because Buddha did not have defilements based on the things that Buddha saw. Especially, even though Buddha came across desirable objects, there will not be craving. Even though Buddha comes across undesirable objects, there is no anger or aversion. Usually, ordinary people, when they see pleasant things, they become attached onto it, they crave onto it, and their attachment, their craving arises repeatedly without an end. And it is called Kama Sukhalika Nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure. So the ordinary beings, they keep on thinking about these good things, and it doesn't come to an end. Buddha came across pleasant objects just as other people, but Buddha did not have craving or clinging onto these things. In this way, Buddha was free from Kama Sukhalika Nuyoga. The person who practices Satipatthana meditation will understand that Buddha was free from Kama Sukhalika Nuyoga based on one's practice. Buddha's body, speech, and mind was totally blameless, pure, and clean. And that's why it is called Ariyo. Ariyo di parisuddho uttamova. It means that when one is pure and clean, then one is high and noble. If one is polluted with defilements, one will be low class and inferior. When one is totally purified, when one is pure and clean and purified, one will be high and noble. Buddha practiced Satipatthana meditation, and Buddha practiced Sila Samadhi Panya. Buddha fulfilled Sila Samadhi Panya and also Atta Sanhita, it is relating to one's true benefit. That's why Buddha can be described as Ariya, pure and noble, and also Atta Sanhita, he was relating to one's true benefit and welfare.
Sabbesu dhammesu anupalleto. Along the diari ma manika matweta du solushi. Tati melu, ati mishivu solushi. Tweetwagi shirawa. Chuma muri dri dipinito matweta. Now, manya punya, a season. She led the Kajaro Bama to a town, Yikamu Saram Shido. So called like bees or a day by Yavada. A to a town, Tanari Kongavis or a day by Yavada. So later, Tamil Saba and Jayo, the neck he won't do so yet. Sagane, who got the girl you, Pio Yamana. Alonzo, Alone goes, so long name with PB.
Sabbesu dhammesu anupalleto, meaning that Buddha was not attached to anything. If there is lack of mindfulness, one can be attached, one can crave onto things. When one is being mindful, one will no longer be attached, or one will no longer crave. Buddha attained path and fruition knowledge stage by stage. And finally, Buddha could eradicate all the defilements, and Buddha could eradicate craving totally. So Buddha did not have any attachment, any craving on anything. Buddha had given up everything, and Buddha was free from attachment and craving. It is said, Sabbanjaho Tanna Vimoto, meaning Buddha had given up everything. Buddha did not have attachment or craving, and Buddha can take Nibbana as the object, which is totally free from craving. Among the defilements, if one can be free from tanha craving, then there will be peace. So tanha craving is giving the most trouble. When Buddha can take Nibbana as the object, it is very peaceful, as Nibbana is totally free from craving. Even the yogis who practice, they can also attain Nibbana, which is totally free from craving. Yogis can reach Nibbana in this very life. By practicing, one can remove craving that can lead to apaya, lower existences. When one has removed apaya relating craving, then there is a guarantee that one will no longer be reborn in lower existences. By removing apaya relating tanha, one will not be uncontrolled. One has not eradicated all kinds of tatna, but as one has eradicated apaya relating tatna, one will no longer commit transgression. So by giving up tatna, craving, one gains peace. Gaining here is called parigraha. So yogis who are practicing Satipatthana meditation, they should give up certain things. By giving up certain things, they will profit, and it is called parigraha. Yogis should be noting every arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen. Yogis should note the object with aim and effort so that there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind will fall calm and collected on the object, and thus one will know the truth, the true nature. By knowing, one removes not knowing. When the light arises, darkness will automatically be dispelled. In the same way, when knowledge arises, not knowing will automatically be removed. By noting continuously, based on the object that the yogi is able to note, he, she will not have tatna, craving. If one does not know, one will be attached, one will crave onto it. By developing knowledge, one removes tatna, craving. One will no longer crave onto the object. The object, the yogi is able to note effectively. In this way, one removes tatna, craving, momentarily. If the yogi is able to note for 1 minute continuously, there will be 60 moments of removing tatna, craving. In this way, one is removing tatna, craving, which is the cause of suffering. By being mindful for 5 minutes continuously, the person is removing tatna, craving, for 300 moments. By being mindful for 1 hour, the person is removing tatna, craving, for 3600 moments. In this way, one is removing tatna, craving, momentarily. There will be freedom from tatna, craving, momentarily. It is called the Danga Vimota, momentary freedom from tatna, craving, by being mindful. At the moment of being mindful, one is free from tatna, craving, momentarily. Each noting, each mindfulness may seem weak, but when one combines continuous mindfulness, it will become stronger and stronger, and tatna, craving, has no chance to arise. In this way, craving will become weaker and weaker, and finally, when one gains path knowledge, one can remove craving. By becoming a Sotapanna, by becoming a stream enterer, one can remove apaya relating tatna. One removes craving, wanting to live more than 7 lives. So as a Sotapanna, one will only be reborn 7 times as human, deva. By removing tatna, Asotapanna also remove bhavachati, so that one also removes suffering such as old age, disease, death, physical suffering, and mental suffering. In order to reach this stage, yogis should be noting every arising object continuously with aim and effort, so that there will be sustained mindfulness. When there is sustained mindfulness, one will momentarily be free from tanha, craving, and one should practice diligently so that one will be a true yogi who is free from craving momentarily at the moment the person is being mindful. Buddha perfected paramis, perfection, such as dana and so on, for many lives till all the paramis are fulfilled and matured. By fulfilling the paramis, Buddha himself found the way and walked on this path. By walking on the correct path, Buddha reached the destination. So it is not that Buddha was practicing other teachers' method or other teachers' belief. Buddha said, Sayya abhinyaya kamodi seya, meaning that Buddha discerned by himself. So there is no teacher, there is no one that Buddha can point as his teacher. Buddha did not have guidance from any teacher, so there is no one that Buddha can point as his teacher. And this is how Buddha answered. And Buddha continued to answer, Na me ajriyo ati, meaning that Buddha, I had no teacher in practicing for supermundane knowledge. When Buddha to be went to the forest to practice, Buddha had teachers in learning to gain Lokiya Samapatti, mundane kind of attainments. So when Buddha to be was practicing for mundane kind of attainments, Buddha to be had teachers, but when practicing for Logodara Dhamma, supermundane Dhamma, Buddha had no teachers. When practicing to attain Magapala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, Buddha did not have any teacher to follow. It is the path that Buddha himself found out. So Buddha had no teacher in the practice for supermundane knowledge. And it is said that Sadiso me na vijati, there is no person who is equivalent to the Buddha. There is no person who is equivalent in the virtues with the Buddha.
ဒီစကားနဲ့ကဂုံကြီးတို့မရှိဘူးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဂုံကြီးတို့တောင်းမှမရှိဘူးလို့ဒီလိုအဓိပ္ပာယ်ရပါတယ်ဂုံကြီးတူတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တော့မရှိဘူးဆိုဂုံကြီးတားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်မရှိဘူးဆိုငားတဲ့တားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်လည်းမရှိဘူးလို့ဒီလိုဆိုလို့ရောက်ပါတယ်တားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်မရှိတော့ရေမောင်တက်ပြီးတော့ပြိုင်ဘက်ကရှိပါသလားလို့ဆိုတော့တမမြတ်စွာဘုရားအမိန့်ရှိသားပါတယ်စတိဝေကေလောကေပฏิပုက္ခလောအနဝိစတိတဲ့ဈာနဲ့တကွာသောလောကမှာတဏိနာလောကလူလောကနတ်လောကပြမလောကမှာငါဖျားနေပေါ့လေရင်ပုံတန်းပြီးတော့ပြိုင်ဘက်သူလည်းမရှိပါဘူးတဲ့ဒီလိုလည်းပဲဝန်ခံထားပါတယ်
There is no person who is equivalent in virtues with the Buddha. It also implies that there is no one who excels in the virtue to the Buddha. And also, there is no rival who is parallel, who is peer to Buddha. Buddha said, Sadevake loke patipogala navichati, meaning that in the human world, Deva world, and the Brahma world, there is no rival, no peer who is equivalent to him. We are fortunate to be following the path that very outstanding person like the Buddha had guided. So Buddha was no ordinary person. Buddha walked Majjhima Patipada, the middle path, and by walking this middle path, Buddha reached the destination. So by following the path that Buddha had guided, one is sure to reach the destination. And Upaka asked the Buddha whether Buddha was an arahat. And Buddha replied, Ahahi arahan loke, meaning that only I am an arahat. An arahat is the person who is totally free from defilements, who has eradicated all the defilements totally, who has cut the round of samsara, the round of existences. So Buddha was purified in every way, in every aspect. And Buddha was free from wrongful deeds, even in private. So this quality, this virtue is called arahat. And Buddha was an arahat. Before Buddha gained enlightenment, there were people who are claiming themselves to be arahat in Jamudipa. So there are many sadhus who were claiming themselves to be arahat, and people recognized them as arahat. But actually, they were not totally free from defilements, and thus they were fake. Buddha eradicated all the defilements, and Buddha replied, Ahahi arahan loke, meaning that I am the only one arahat in the whole world. Ahan satta anodaro, because Buddha was totally free from defilements, and Buddha was endowed with sila, samadhi, panya, vimoti, and vimoti jnana dasana, Buddha is the highest person. And Buddha is the teacher who can guide human, devas, and brahmas. Buddha could prohibit things that are unbeneficial and guide things that are beneficial to the beings. So based on what Buddha said, one should take a note that for those who want to be teacher, they need to be better off from their students by the virtues of sila, samadhi, and panya. Without the virtues of sila, samadhi, panya, there is no way that the person can be a teacher in guiding their students to refrain from bad things and to perform good things. So to be a teacher, one should be better off than their students in sila, samadhi, and panya. Buddha was very high and noble, as Buddha had fulfilled such virtues and Buddha was totally free from kilesa defilements. To be a teacher, one should have the quality, and one should be in a satisfactory level in order to teach the students in prohibiting things that are harmful and in performing things that are beneficial. So nowadays, it is very important because there are many fake teachers these days. Eko mi sama sambuddho siddhi buddho, meaning that Buddha is the only one who attained knowledge by practicing himself, by himself, correctly, without any teachers. And Buddha was totally free from kilesa defilements, and thus is called Siddhi Buddho, a peaceful person who is totally free from defilements. Even the yogis who are practicing, when their practice gains momentum, they are removing gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, and they gain peacefulness. And some of the yogis, they say that only now I gain peacefulness through practice. It is very peaceful. So you can imagine how peaceful Buddha was away from all the heat of these defilements. So today, 1 hour is up. Saraji will continue to explain the next day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.